when I got there, when we they were interested in trying to promote nuclear power as a safe and convenient and cheap energy, and they wanted us and the group I was working with to devise a method of demonstrating the safety of various nuclear electrical and various electrical power plant, coal and oil and gas,
right.
And solar powers. Right. You've had two types of solar power out here: the directed energy into a mirror, or the mirrors that reflect it into a boiler.
Right.
And then the silicon chips that are on that big flat thing that's turning around gradually.
Right. Right.
So all of those have concerns, because you have to build the things, and building construction is a hazardous thing, and building a nuclear power plant is no different an engineering project than building a coal-fired plant, or even the gas and oil-fired. They're a little simpler in terms of the safety requirements.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all a construction job. All of the materials have to be mined.
Right.
The coal has to be mined, and that makes coal very hazardous, and the coal plant emissions are very hazardous. There are also emissions from the gas, and gas is probably less hazardous as an emission source than oil or coal. And so you can estimate them using data that's produced by, say, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration on industrial accidents, mining accidents, construction accidents, and things like that. So you find that even with all the material that goes into a nuclear power plant, that there's less occupational fatalities than any of the others.